Hare Krishna. Early this morning, I got a message from Shruti Rama Prabhu in London, and then afterwards I phoned him up, got in touch with him, and we talked. And he told me that his mother, whose name is Padmavati Devi Dasi, had left her body. And I was very happy because Padmavati had been long wanting to leave this world. She had a series of ailments and she wasn't so well, so every time I would go and visit her, she, through translation, would communicate to me, when is Krishna going to take me. So I told him, when Krishna's ready, then he'll take you. He said, well, I'm ready. I said, well, not according to Krishna, you're not ready. So we'd have quite humorous exchanges. But now she was ready, so Krishna did take her. And I can't remember just exactly when she was initiated, but I remember when we used to always go, in any case, even before that, came up to their house. Devotees would regularly go there for prasadam, because Padmavati was such a good cook. And when it came around to initiation, then she was worshipping deities. Radha Krishna deities that were quite big. They were about 3 feet tall. Radha Giridhari. And of course she was worshipping alone. First of all, she was worshipping him as an uninitiated devotee. And needless to say, she was worshipping them alone. So I was a little concerned to what kind of standard am I going to be responsible for, that Krishna is being worshipped here by one person alone. And we had some talks. Obviously there was no solution. But sometime soon thereafter, I don't know whether it was the next night or afterwards, then I had a dream, and Giridhari was sort of speaking to me in very sort of firm terms, and more or less he was saying not to interfere with Padmavati's service or the way that she was serving, that he was happy being served like that, and that that's all, and that I shouldn't get involved. So I didn't any further. I just accepted that this was something that the Lord was very much satisfied with, her service. And of course, as Padmavati got older, then she started to become sick and infirm. She wasn't able to do that service. Even now, that service is being done by her older son, Shruti's older brother and wife, who aren't initiated. In any case, I got my instructions in that regard. And she would complain that now she can't do service to Radha Gopalananda either, because she would come and cook at the temple and cook for them. I think even dress the little deities sometimes. But that's the way things go. And at a certain point, it became really too much for her to stay at home. In other words, they weren't able to really care for her properly, and therefore she was put into a care home. Nice place, own room. I used to visit her there, and the passing away didn't take place there. It actually, the home saw that she wasn't doing well, so they sent her to a hospital, and she left in the hospital fully conscious, hearing Prabhupada chant, talking just moments before she left. And so Giridhari fulfilled her desire that she could leave this world. So that's why I said I was very pleased by that, happy for that. And in the latter years, although she was always very Krishna conscious, and that's all she really talked about, is Krishna, but at the same time, she was sort of just a little not all there. And so when we would visit, she would always call me darling, which wasn't sort of the standard address for a spiritual master. But like her worship of Giridhari, it was a spontaneous form of address. And I would talk to her about the things, especially things to cook in Goloka, different types of brijbasi preparations and sweets. She wasn't familiar with those. She was familiar with Gujarati things. So when Shruti told me just recently he went to visit her, he asked what will you cook when you go to Krishna? And she said, I'll cook Gujarati things. And he also reminded her, because I would remind her that when she every likelihood that she was going to go to Krishna earlier than me, that she should also put in a good word for me. And when Shruti reminded her of that, then she just sort of laughed. So that's the destination of everyone. Now she's on some in some universe somewhere where Krishna is manifesting his pastimes and learning how to cook Brijbasi cooking from Krishna's associates, and no doubt pleasing Giridhari by her devotion. So that was a good birthday present today. I was very happy for her, made me very happy that her desire was fulfilled. Padmavati Devi Dasi Ki Jaya.